Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS First Half 2017 Results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to this conference call. Let me start by saying that in this moment, we have entered in the most exciting phase of our Charles Baker integration. After having spent the first half of the year in developing new product for the special cut dedicated to the Swiss market, and finalizing two mass retirement procedure, which involved more than 300 people as a downsizing, we are now finally in the peak of the most exciting phase, the store conversion. In this moment, in Switzerland, we have converted 80 store. We started in August, basically. So far, 80 store has been converted using the Charles Baker CapEx from Charles Baker to OVS. After the four pilots converted in the Swiss market during spring, and the 11 conversions in Slovenia. The initial results of these pilots, of these stores, are very encouraging, and so far, we are accounting a +7%-8% of like-for-like compared to the former period, even in absence of magazine and aggressive marketing policies that were implemented last year by Charles Baker. Another aspect, which is relating to a totally different segment of our activity, is relating to the king of this business, which is the product and the dress. We have received an enthusiastic approval and comment and buzz from the press regarding to the 74th Venice Movie Festival, where our model, Bianca Balti, has made the red carpet for the second year. Once last year, she was dressing a Jean Paul Gaultier dress made by OVS. This year, she dressed an OVS dress entirely made by our design department. I'm happy to say that according to Vogue, according to Grazia, and to Vanity Fair, the OVS dress has been ranked the most beautiful of the entire exhibition. We reported dozens of articles in the hard copies of the newspaper and in the web, giving to the brand a brilliant position among the fashion and in the fashion industry and among the fashion addicted. Coming to the number, we believe that results of the first half has been pretty good, especially considering that the Italian market has been still negative with about -1.5%, and the growth of the online player has continued to be important in the range of 30%. We estimate that the offline market, once considering the growth of the online, has lost more than 2.2%-2.3%. We believe that this has been the headwind against us. In spite of this, we have been able to generate a zero like-for-like, which before July was a positive like-for-like, and only because of an unexpected issue generated by a change in the EC law regarding the import from Bangladesh, we have been forced to suffer a delay in deliveries from these countries during the months of June and July, which affected partially the July sales, with a late delivery for about 30 million, and we have lost about 4.5 million sales because of this, which means that we have lost 0.7%-0.8% of our sales because of this temporary issue. The issue has been solved now. All the backlog has been absorbed, and in August and September, sales has performed very well and very positively. In spite of this, EBITDA grew 9% compared to last year, and EBITDA margin grew modestly, basically only because the increase of EBITDA generated by the Charles Bakery sales in the first half has been diluted, while in the second half will not be diluted. So in the first half, the contribution of Charles Bakery to the sales increase has been 30 million, and the EBITDA generated thanks to this 30 million has been only 500 euro. That's because the gross margin of about 4 million has been almost entirely compensated by costs that we sustained to set up the structure and the team dedicated to Special Cut for the Swiss market for about 3.5 million, including a material amount of fees from consultants, which will not be part of the cost in the second half. But maybe on this, we will come back later. So all in all, I think that the profitability has been quite good given the condition, and the net income increased even more. Coming to the sales, maybe commenting at page three of our presentation, the three components of the sales have been expansion of the network, more or less in line with expectations, something less because instead of opening 20 stores in the first half, we opened 16, I guess, full format. But this is only a pure phasing. On the full year, we will maintain our guidance of opening about 40 stores. The second component has been the Charles Bakery sales for about something less than 5%. And the like-for-like, as I said, has been stable. One more comment on the like-for-like, which is important to give color of this number. This year, on the back of a higher than desired inventory level at the end of last year, of the full year, we decided to consciously reduce the total intake of goods for the spring-summer season, and we acquired about 2% less merchandising. And particularly, we reduced the buying on the women, and the result of it has been that we increased the sell-through and the rotation of the new goods. So basically, we estimate that we had a conscious impact of almost 1% in the sales because of this decision to be, let's say, more disciplined in what I consider now one of the priorities of this group, which is to improve the stock rotation. I think that we already mentioned what happened to the EBITDA, but maybe I give you some more color. The EBITDA increased because of several aspects: sales, obviously, and at gross margin level, we are happy to confirm that, as expected, our gross margin on the DOS increased. So we are not suffering any pressure on the gross margin on DOS, which is the bulk of our business. The total decrease in the gross margin that you might see is driven by the mix, franchising and direct, where this time the sales to Ciasveghele, which we consider as a client, call it as a normal franchisee, has amounted to 30 million, on which the gross margin this year has been lower than normalized, because in the first half, basically, we recorded zero royalties or very, very little royalties. The normal gross margin on the transfer price, zero synergies, and we only had the cost related to set up the structure. In the second half, what will happen? In the second half, we will have another about 60 million of sales. We will have the effect of the royalties, because now we have converted stores, and we will have a material, initial effect of synergies. So if in the first half the contribution of Ciasveghele to the profitability has only been limited to 500,000 euro on a 30 million turnover, in the second half the contribution will be about 10 million with a turnover of the second half of about 60, 55, something like that. So the total turnover will be 90 million approximately for the full year, the total turnover to Ciasveghele, and the total EBITDA relating to this will be about 10 million, zero capex, and this is still not the full run rate EBITDA margin that we can generate with Ciasveghele. So, I think that's enough on Ciasveghele. The consequence of this aspect and the proper cost control enabled us to generate this EBITDA increase. And finally, I don't think I have to mention too much the mark-to-market, which is, I think, well described in the presentation, but in case you have any question on the mark-to-market, we are happy to comment. The only thing I may say is that this is, being a former auditor, when I was auditor, accounting principles were different, and we wouldn't have been obliged to account and to report these losses or profit in the way that we are obliged to do now. Like if we adopt speculative procedures, which is not the case. We are simply hedging our intake for the next year. Let me say that in the medium term, this dollar is much nicer than the 1.05 that we had in mind a few months ago. And this will mean that in the future, because we are not exposed with our top line to the dollar, and the only exposure is the COGS, I think that it is clear to each of us that we only will receive higher benefits compared also to most of our competitors. Good performance of Upim. As expected, I think that we spent already time during the last conference discussing that the Upim performance was not supposed to be a risk or something that was not sustainable. Upim is still recovering because of a mix issue where the few stores, the stores that are still making a modest EBITDA, which are the old stores, are being largely covered by the number of new stores that are generating 22% EBITDA, so much closer to the OVS typical store EBITDA. And this is subject to continue for at least another 12 months, in my opinion, before achieving the full run rate store EBITDA. Company EBITDA. Then I would make some comment on the working capital, because this first half, the working capital is more difficult to read than in other moments. Trade receivable increased by 17%, and this is because they include about 8% of increase generated by a temporary difference between the time of invoicing and the time of collecting sales to Chargebega. The average payment term is 10 days, so this number represents a 10 day of outstanding credit, and in the next 2 weeks this number has been this amount has been paid. So the real increase of receivable is about 10%, and 10% is about the growth of the component of the franchising in the OVS network. Then we have an inventory growth of 55 million, which is 17%. Excluding again the temporary inventory dedicated to Chargebega, which has been sold to Chargebega in the next coming 2 or 3 weeks, and this is mostly because the conversion started to take place, as I said, during the month of August. So this inventory in July has been delivered in August. Net of this inventory, the inventory increase is about 9%. And this increase is entirely attributable to the 2016 year end. You might remember that during the last 6 months of that year, we had, like many other competitors, an inventory increase because of the very mild autumn. But if you consider that last year, the increase was 50 million, and in these 6 months the increase is much lower, you can easily understand that we are already recovering largely the excess of inventory that we suffered at the end of last year. So if you look at July to July, inventory increased by 9%. While if you look at last year figure, inventory increased by 17%. So almost 50% of the excess of inventory of last year has been absorbed. This is also why we decided to buy less during the first half in order to be disciplined and achieve our target of improving the inventory. Finally, the account payable, they do not increase. And basically, they do not increase mostly because of two reasons. One is that we had some further shifting from countries where we achieve longer payment term, like China, to countries where we have some 10, 15, 20 days shorter payment term, but where we have better margin, like Cambodia, Vietnam, and Bangladesh. This is mirroring the improvement of the gross margin on the other side. The second component of the trade payable increase is that we acquired less, and by acquiring less, we also have less trade payables. Moving to CapEx, nothing special to say. And I think that it's all from my side. I'm happy with with Nicola to give a hand to your comment, but Nicola correctly is mentioning me that I'm supposed to say a few words also about the outlook. And the outlook is quite positive as of now, because the month of August, and particularly the month of September, has been extremely positive for sales. September has been very, very positive. Last year was a very tough month, very warm. This year has been colder and more rainy. This is generating a stronger, favorable like-for-like. So if at year-end our like-for-like was zero, as we disclosed, today like-for-like is positive. Then the network continued to expand as expected, and basically the strategy of continuing the consolidation of Italy still demonstrates to be the right one. Also on the international side, we are happy to say that we are opening some full format in Spain and in Portugal, and they are performing well, while the opening of franchising stores in Italy and abroad is continuing successfully. I already mentioned the Ciarvegele plan. What I can say is that by the end of November, we will complete our conversion plan with all the 70-75 stores in Switzerland converted from Ciarvegele to OVS. And there's no reason why not to assume that also the next opening can generate positive results. We are experiencing a great growth in the online, which is still small, but during the former conference, I think I gave you guidance regarding that we might have achieved about 10 million sales this year. We can confirm this guidance. As of now, the growth is about 60% as of today in our website, and much higher with some of the online players like Zalando, La Moda, or Mintra, which we are making business with. Basically, we are sitting on a solid business plan. The market in Italy seems to turn to a slightly better mood. I still see competitors suffering because of business model, like maybe people like Benetton, or because of other reasons, like H&M. I'm noticing that H&M in Italy is slightly increasing their prices. So I don't see from external condition major negative concern. We have in our pocket the booster, let me say, generated by the synergies, which has been higher than expected, with Far East international vendors, thanks to the volume increase with Ciarvegele. And finally, the weather, which is unfortunately an important metric, this time seems to be favorable. So we started autumn-winter with very good performance, and nice to say, the woman is doing extremely well. Up to you. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning to everybody, or better, good afternoon. I got three questions, if I may. One is related to the economics of Ciarvegele. If I remember well, I mean, the preliminary indication where the operation was neutral in your P&L account, but for the royalties. By now, we understood that you will have also some impact on the EBITDA. Just try to understand if I understood well. And if this is correct, I was wondering if that is at the expense of the final target to Charles Vogel expecting 2019, the 11% EBITDA margin that you guided us in the past or something like that. The second question is related to the working capital and net debt, if you want, which is the third question, by the way. So the 34 million of working capital generated by Charles Vogel in your account will be absorbed by the year end or not? For what we remind, the guidance was that the Charles Vogel operation was neutral in your cash generation, at least before the consolidation. And finally, is again on the net debt. We need to understand the impact on the working capital of Charles Vogel, but we also need to understand what's your guidance for the rest of the year. I'm seeing here the consensus is around 210 million. I got 234. So I'm trying to understand what is your expectation by year end, considering you are starting from a very high base in the first half, even adjusting for the mark-to-market of the derivative, which we are not taking into consideration. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your question. The first question regarding Charles Vogel, the economics, I try to maybe to repeat with different words what I said, which clearly has not been clear enough. Charles Vogel in the first half, sales 30 million, cost 3 million, mostly consultancy fees and payroll. Revenues, I said 30, margin, 4 million, so 4 million margin, minus 3.5 cost, 500,000 euro EBITDA. This is the first half. On the second half, we will have 60 million sales, 2 million cost, because the 3.5 were including about 1.5 of extraordinary fees for consultancy that we didn't capitalize. We considered as operating cost. And margin will be about 12 million, more or less. So the final contribution in the second half of EBITDA, of Charles Vogel to the group EBITDA will be 10 million. 12 minus 2 of cost, out of 60 million turnover. For the full year, 2017, total turnover to Charles Vogel, approximately 90 million. Total EBITDA generated by Charles Vogel, about 10.5 million. This is not changing any of the assumptions regarding Charles Vogel standalone EBITDA in year 19. Because the royalties that Charles Vogel was supposed to pay had already been included in the guidance that we gave regarding the 2019 EBITDA expected in Charles Vogel standalone. I hope I've been clear.
Now, just to be sure, Stefano, the 10 million EBITDA for Francesco do include the royalties or are on top of that?
No, they do include a modest amount of royalties, which is mathematically identifiable because we have 140 stores for about 4 months, but it's not easy. I can't say you now how much royalties they will be. I don't have the calculation.
No, it's not relevant. As long we understand that they are in, it's okay.
Yes, they are in. They are in.
Okay, but if I may, Stefano, but this means that on 90 million euro sales, you will make 10 million EBITDA, but next year this 90 million should basically at least double, if not more.
Maybe more.
Exactly. So this means that your EBITDA will triple, so in Frances Brogene.
Not triple, but will increase materially. We cannot triple because part of the synergies and also the royalties have already been included this year, so you cannot double count. Next year, you will have also only the incremental royalties calculated on the incremental turnover and probably two-thirds of the synergies, because approximately one-third will be accounted for in the second part of year 2017. So you can't assume triple. I think it will be more than double.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
I think I have to answer to the other two questions of Mr. Boffa. The second was relating the 38 million of working capital. Will it be absorbed? As of today, we don't have this amount anymore. So the 38 million has been absorbed 2 weeks later. What will happen at year end, I don't exactly know. I cannot exactly say. But I suspect that at the year end, we will have zero credit or very little credit, because the invoices relating to the second part of the year has been made mostly during the months of July, August, September. So the last will be made in October probably. So I don't expect big invoices in December or January. Maybe we can have some initial invoice for the spring summer. And because the payment term are 10 days, so we might be impacted by some inventory and some receivable, but not in a material way. And in any case, we have to consider that all in all, the working capital eventually absorbed by Charles Wegele is not equivalent to a cash impact, because of the payment term and the delivery term, we don't keep the inventory in our warehouse for more than 10 days, and we don't wait to receive our receivable more than 10 days. So basically, all in all, within 15, 20 days, all the working capital is paid, and because the payment term on average are longer with vendors are longer than this term, we don't expect to have any material or maybe any disadvantage from this. And then I leave to Nicola the guidance for the net financial position, which is too difficult for me.
Well, if you consider the second part of the year that OVS, the cash flow of the second part of the year for OVS in 2015 and 16 means January 16 and January 17, we got 84 million in the 15 and 56 million in the 17. So on average, the company is has a track record for 75 to 80 million cash generation in the second part of the year. On these figures, we can add the net working capital for Charles Wegele that will be transforming cash in the second half. And so we will end with a capacity to generate about 100 million cash flow, positive cash flow in the second half of the year. On top of this, we can we will do our best in order to improve the inventory rotation in order to improve these figures.
Great. Thank you very much, Nicola. I will come back in case. Thank you.
The next question is from Giuseppe Marcella with Exane. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everybody. I come back again on Charles Vogel because my understanding, and I think the market understanding, was that the wholesale revenues for the products sold to Charles Vogel were just a pass-through with the same amount booked in the cost. You are now saying that you are getting, and you are going to get also in the future, an wholesale margin from Charles Vogel. I think this is quite an important change, also material in terms of numbers. And taking into account this can have an impact on the estimates in 18 and 19, can you please give your best guidance on the business you plan to generate with Charles Vogel, wholesale business, in the next 2 years? Second, can you please give us an update on the Forex, USD Euro, USD in 17, and what is the current hedging for 2018? And third one, taking into account the trend in the like-for-like and the online competition, are you still confident to be able to deliver positive like-for-like in the coming 2 years? Thanks.
Okay. On Charles Vogel, the guidance I can give you is guided by the business evolution. But before giving the guidance, maybe I tell you some word about how the commercial agreement works relating the margin. It is true that we are a pass-through and there is no margin on the sales. But it's also true that thanks to this business, we not only generate synergies, royalties, like expected, but we are realizing today, and 6 months ago, we didn't have any visibility of it. It was only a wishful thinking, obviously based on solid assumptions, but today is an achievement. On top of this, we have synergies. And the synergies and the way we have been able to negotiate with vendors has been more effective than we expected. It means that the bargaining power in front of weak vendors, which are losing the turnover because of the lower number of store and sales generated by the U.S. customer, because of the excess of inventory of some European important client, they were desperately looking for orders. And as expected, we have been the only guy of a sizable dimension that was going to them offering 30% increase in volume. What we asked has been more than I supposed we could have achieved. But at the end of the negotiation process, which took place just before summer, the result has been much better. So this amount is not included as a margin on the sales, but this amount is recorded in our lower than expected cost of goods sold related to all our intake, including the Charles Vogel intake. So in different words, I have a huge advantage, 70% of it, which is the part related to the original OVS standalone sourcing, I take it for us, and part of it, which is the component of the cost of goods sold relating to the incremental turnover generated by Charles Vogel, I share with Charles Vogel and with OVS. So OVS will benefit from two components. The result of this will be, to give you a guidance, near to 15 million on a yearly basis. could be somehow higher, but always when you discuss about synergies, you have to keep in mind that with the moving prices season after season, you never know how much of the real synergies you can capture on a long term and how much the vendors will take back during the next price negotiation. So I think that 15 million is a fair number. On top of it, you can consider the almost 10 million that we generate this year. So all in all, you might say that we have 25 million synergies on just Vegele for the group.
Yeah, Mr. Brado, thank you very much. This is now very clear. So basically, just Vegele remain just a pass-through. So wholesale client, but just a pass-through, while the profit you mentioned is related to the synergies from the higher volumes. Okay, it's not very clear.
Yeah, and when you make your own estimation, if you want to be realistic, you have to consider that the first season you get the synergies, you are 100% sure that they are synergies. But the second season, you already start losing something because the supplier will grab some of the synergies trying to capture to their advantage. So the number I gave is the total number of synergies, but I don't include in my assumption for 2018 all this number, because I'm sure that the competition and the dollar effect that will probably generate some turmoil in the vendors' behaviors will force vendors to become more aggressive, and I'm ready to see that part of the synergy will be lost. It's really impossible to say how much we can deliver, but the total number is big, as you said, and a material part of that number will be captured in our profitability in 2018, and part of it has been captured in the 2017. So relating to hedging, Nicola, I think you're better placed than me to comment.
Yeah, so first of all, the P&L 2017, the one reported for the first half and the second half, would be based on 1.13, 1.13. And this is embedded in our COGS. And this is the result, of course, of all the hedging that we put in place in the previous year. For the 2018, we are now about 75% fully hedged on the needs of purchasing for the 2018. We are improving a little bit our standard exchange rate. We are very close, or a little bit north of 1.15. And considering the remaining 25% that we will age in the next period, according to what we will use, we have the opportunity to improve this exchange rate for the 2018. Means that the cost of goods sold for the next year at the same price and other condition will be better and improving our potential profitability. So I think this
on the like for like, again, you ask me difficult questions, and this is the most difficult, and I prefer not to take a difficult statement here. What I can say is that it is true the headwind given by the e-commerce will continue, but it's also true that as of now, the losses generated to our like-for-like because of the growth of the e-commerce player are becoming more or less similar to the growth that we are experiencing in our web strategy. If you take this year, we are increasing our web sales, including our website in Italy and the beginning of our OVSFashion.com site in Spain, Germany, Austria, and the pure player sales, we will exceed 10, maybe 11 million. So basically, we are already experiencing a neutral effect. Growth of other players, online players, is getting more or less compensated by the growth of the OVS sales to online or to the web. If the market would stabilize, and this is possible because in the last 5 years, the decrease of the Italian market has been basically reducing, and this year the market drop seems to be lower than last year, and last year was lower than 2 years ago. So assuming that in the next 2-3 years the market stabilizes, and the compensation of OVS web sales versus pure player will be basically valid, with the introduction of a new segment like fitness, or with the very successful and promising, more than promising, I would say, successful project of enlarging our beauty makeup selection. I don't know if you are familiar with our store, but in many and in more and more stores, we are introducing a very nice and smart concept of makeup, very similar to Kiko, to be honest. They've been the best to create that model. We emulated that model before other players. Now you can see something similar also in H&M and in other Italian players. But we have an heritage in perfumery because in the past, OVS was benefiting of being part of Coin Group, where we had our house level of perfumery. So we have an important project in perfumery. We are successfully leveraging this corner, and the sales density of this corner is twice as higher compared to the apparel. And we have a project to introduce several of this corner in the next coming month. So the combination of a stable market and a new project like fitness that will be rolled out and makeup still make my assumption to be able to post a positive like-on-like reasonable. Then very much depends from other aspects, including good design and operations. But in principle, this amount is still achievable.
Many thanks.
The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry to bother you on that, but I would like to go back on the Schwarzwiegel deal just to be sure that I understood correctly your calculation, just to reconcile on what you said in the past. So on the second semester of this year, you said that approximately 10.5 million should come from Schwarzwiegel, the bulk of which should be from synergies. So just a negligible impact on from royalties. But if I'm not wrong, the royalties contribution should be by 3% of the total turnover. So it's not a relevant amount, but just to understand the nature of all the components. So 60 million euro sales on the second semester towards Schwarzwiegel, 3% means approximately 2 million euros. So should we add to this 10.5 million other 2 millions? And so the same on the next year, when you mentioned probably overall 20 million euros of synergies, plus, I don't know, probably 180, 200 million euro sales towards Charles Weigel, so means other 6 million euros of EBITDA contribution.
I start from this second part. Royalties are not calculated on the sell-in, but on the sell-out.
Okay.
So the royalty level will be much higher next year. I always disclose royalties. Since the first day I spoke with you guys about Charles Weigel, I never mentioned an amount for synergies because it was totally to be discovered. And I only mentioned the royalties. And still the royalty are not changing. The royalty mechanism is expected to provide us a 3% on the sales of the converted store and 1.5% on the sales of the non-converted store. So it's difficult for me now, because I don't have the figure in front of me, to tell you how many royalties in the second half of 2017 we are reporting. But we believe that they will be about 3 million.
Okay.
And the synergies about 7 million. So this is the best answer I can give you.
Okay, perfect. Now it's much clearer. Okay.
On next year, we have a full year of synergies, hopefully 15 million, question mark. Maybe more, maybe less. This I don't know, and I cannot tell you something that I don't know, because even if my procurement manager has already achieved agreement with supplier, I never know. I insist, I never know how much the supplier can take back during the negotiation of the buying for the second part of 2018. Okay. Maybe they come to me and they say cotton cost increased by 5%, nylon, petrol up, and they ask for a 5% increase in local currency. So, and this maybe will absorb a part of the synergy. So I cannot commit. I cannot promise a number. I tell that I think that on top of this 7 million that we will report this year, we should have, call it 15 million.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
okay.
Something more, maybe something less. I cannot be more precise than this. Not because I don't want, but because I cannot. And then regarding synergies, next year you have 12 months of Switzerland, so about 300 million turnover of Switzerland, maybe 200 million sales, 200 million sales turnover,
mm-hmm.
140 stores, 200 and maybe 220 million turnover times 3%,
mm-hmm.
7 million.
Okay.
Then we also have Slovenia store, and then we have Austrian store, at least another 150 million. Call it 2% as an average between stores that are not converted up to maybe April, which we generate 1.5% royalty, and stores which has been converted since the beginning of the year that we generate a full 3%. So if it is another 150 million times 2%, it's another 3 million. So we might end up next year with about 10 million of synergies.
Okay, great. So additional 7 million euros against this year. Okay.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions again. Very quickly, is it possible to have an idea if the average sales per square meter of the converted store in Switzerland, maybe in Slovenia, are in line or better or lower than the Italian ones? And the second question is actually related to the cotton prices, which were up, and if you can quantify eventually the increasing cost. On that point. And finally, what is now, taking into account the prospective purchases for Charles Weigel, your total US dollar exposure? Thank you very much.
Which was the first question of Andrea?
The average sales per square meter, if it's higher or lower than Italy.
In the Swiss store, they are higher, largely higher. In Slovenia, they are similar. And this has a lot to do with reference to the healthiness of the country. So Switzerland is a country where prices are higher, profitability is higher, sales density is higher, everything is, cost of life is higher. So sales density in the 140 store in Switzerland will be significantly higher than the Italian ones. And this is already visible on the 80 store that we converted up to now. In Slovenia, on the 11 store, we are more or less in line with Italy.
Cotton price,
difficult to say, because everything this year has been absorbed in the huge negotiation of synergies, so we didn't experience, and I have not a real feeling on how much it costed us, because it has been a small amount compared to the better purchasing condition generated by the request of synergies. But according to my team, seems there's not a material effect even in the next coming months.
About the amount of US dollar age in this moment, we have about 800 million US dollar, of which 100 is related to the current final deal of the purchasing for the autumn winter 2017, so the incoming good for this season, and the remaining about 711 is related to the 2018 spring, summer, and autumn winter collection, of which we have this 75%, we cover the 75% of the needs.
Grazie, Nicola.
Right.
Okay, I think that after 1 hour, we can thank for all the questions. I hope the conference has been useful, and I thank you, everybody. Ciao.
Thank you.